next day, Rabbi sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Fantasy.
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 Fantasy football.
Yo, I saw some shit.
I think you have to speak up now.
I saw some shit. Like some crazy shit on the way here.
Greg and Aaron are here.
So there's this fucking car stopped in the middle of the road. Like for like a minute.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm looking underneath the car. It looks to me like there's a little doe that's like trying to walk on ice or something, even though there's no ice, but that's what I'm picturing. It's like flailing its legs or whatever.
Yeah, because they fucking smoked it with their car,
almost falling down. But then in the corner of my eye in someone's backyard, I see two fucking turkeys going at it. Like they're like
a turkey fight.
Oh god,
they are going at each other's necks and like
wow
beaks.
Fucking hate turkeys.
Beaks at their beaks out for the boys.
Yeah, so wow. they're trying to kill each other. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then the car in front of me pulls out, another two turkeys fucking fighting.
Wow.
Like going at each other's necks, and they got these fucking, their beaks going at each other.
What's the doe doing?
There's no doe. That was what I imagined.
That was just a figment of your
That's
imagination?
What I thought was going on, because I saw all these feet like going back and forth, but it was two turkeys, not one doe trying to, you know.
So there was no doe.
There was no doe.
Did the turkeys?
What?
Did the turkeys have deer?
I could barely tell. I could just see little things.
There was no dough.
Two turkeys fighting is my Patronus, by the way. Fucking awesome.
Expecto Patronum! And then they're just fucking pecking each other.
Yeah. So then the car in front of me goes around. So thankfully for that car, they stay in one lane, these two turkeys. But as soon as it goes around, these turkeys are just back and forth, lane to lane. So then I just like fucking lay on my horn, and then the turkeys don't do shit.
Were their tail feathers up? All.
Were they shaking their tail feathers?
Yeah, they were definitely doing all the above. It was some scary shit, though. It took me like three more minutes for them, for just laying on my horn like intermittently, and then them.
Why didn't
getting
you just drive
fucking
around them?
Because they were going back and forth. I'm not trying to hit these two turkeys.
Why not?
The other turkeys in the yard are going to come after me. I don't want it. I'm trying to stay out of the doghouse with these fucking turkeys. It's scary as shit. You ever see turkeys fight? It's scary.
Yeah.
Sure. You've seen it?
Yes. One time there was one pecking at the chrome in my bumper, and I couldn't get into the car in high school.
Is that a fight, though?
Well, it was fighting itself in
or
the
your
chrome.
Car.
It was fighting itself in my car, but thought.
In your car?
Driving.
So it saw itself in my
okay.
car.
Okay,
it was fighting itself.
All right,
it,
so have you seen Jurassic Park?
No.
Never.
Okay, well, Andrew, you've seen it.
Nope.
I'm envisioning the scene with Dennis Nedry and the
I do not know who Dennis Nedry is.
He's yeah, fat guy.
Okay.
Newman from Seinfeld.
Got it. Okay, you should have just said Newman.
Yeah, and then you know the fucking spitter dinosaurs, Dilophosaurus?
Yeah.
Just like in there, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Newman like, thinks nice dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what happens with Aaron. Aaron gets in her car, doesn't realize how this turkey has gotten in the fucking front seat, and then she just pecks your face off.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just still kind of...
You're a little shooken up
I'm
that,
a little
huh?
shooken up by these turkeys.
What do you think they were fighting over?
Well, that's the thing. Is like when there's two different fights going on, like 100 yards away from each other, I have no idea.
Street fight.
Yeah, gangland.
Gangland.
Gang.
Turf wars.
What is a turkey gang called?
A gaggle. A flock?
A flock. Yeah, but like...
It's a gaggle.
It's a flock. A flock of
It's a walk a flock of turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm watching Jameis Winston suck right now.
Okay. I brought something.
Nice.
I might have talked about this last season, but volume numbers on the TV. So yes. I need them to be at specific like benchmarks.
Oh yeah.
I'm the least surprised by that.
No, there's some that are 100 and others that are like 12.
No. I mean like okay, you can
put
it.
Your volume has to be at 12, 14, 16, 22.
Not those numbers. You can put it at 20.
Were those the lost
numbers?
Yes, 20,
25.
You can put it at 20, you can put it at 25. If you 30. Stop at 23, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
Okay, Greg is the same way about his alarm. It needs to be set for an even time. So he'll set it for 6:08.
That
absurd.
Makes me feel bad in my brain.
Or do 6:05.
Yep.
James
6:08, you do
thing.
That?
Or he'll Greg, do 6:12.
I need you to...
What's up?
You do that?
I set 3 alarms. Let's check right now.
That's so fucked up. I cannot handle
Wait,
that.
So,
we
so
have 6:14.
No.
At
6:14?
Outrageous. It infuriates me.
Okay, okay.
Make
hang
it
on.
6:15.
Hang on. You have one at 6:14 and you have one at 6:16.
There's usually a third one, but because I worked from home on.
Why is it not 6:15?
All right, let's all
so
get
then
out our phones
I'll
and
say
show
what
our various alarms.
He says, what time's your alarm set for? And I say 6:15. And he goes, ooh, got to make it an even number.
Really?
That is even.
Same with setting right, the temperature.
Can you guys
of the
check
house.
Mine and tell me if they're okay?
Jesus. No. Why do you wake up? Oh, because you run. This is a humble brag.
It's, yes. Oh, my God. All he fucking does on this podcast.
Check my alarms, Keith. Are those okay?
No, 4:30, he has 4:45, 6:30, 8:15. Perfect.
So his are all.
Don't look at the bottom one.
Keith and I work out.
Yeah. Keith's are differentiated by 5-minute intervals, all which right, makes well, total sense.
I no, guess but if we're sharing alarms, here's my list.
What do we got?
I don't know. Someone read them.
Andrew.
Oh, you just set one.
So we have. 2 a.m., I think.
Jesus.
3 a.m.
Jesus.
3:15. 3:30. 3:55. 4.
Jesus.
Why do you have so many?
I don't like go back and delete them once I set them once.
Oh,
those were all from the Army.
You want to hear the weirdest one?
Yep.
I only ever, doesn't matter what I'm cooking, set the microwave for 2 minutes. It doesn't matter if it needs 15 seconds. It's going to be set for 2 minutes.
Wait, so, like, if it needs...
Katie, you can talk out
if
loud.
If it needs 3 minutes, just, what are you doing?
Just grab a microphone and just speak
minutes.
Into it.
Come on.
Katie wants to say something.
I also always set everything for 2 minutes, and Andrew gets really mad about it.
You two are the same person, you and Greg.
That's a weird one, Greg. Yeah. We both do that.
And then he'll just yell from the other room, can you shut the microwave off? No, just set it for 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Is it because, how's your microwave work? Do you have to hit time cook?
Oh,
or
my
can
God.
You just,
yes.
Is
wait,
it time cook?
No, calling.
Should we put him on speaker?
Yeah, put him on speaker. Let's get Bill in here.
Dad, you're currently on a podcast right now with me, Aaron, and both the Sheffer brothers.
Oh, my.
Yeah, why'd you tell him?
Well,
say something cool.
The Patriots are going to play today, mm-hmm. and we're going to see Tom Brady play as he was playing in midseason form. So
really?
For some good things to happen today.
Okay.
I like it.
I'd like a score prediction from Bill.
Great pronunciation.
I don't think he can hear me. So you
what's your
relate.
Score prediction they want to know?
34-24 Patriots.
Wow. The Pats are going to put up 34 points.
Wow. Tom Brady is going to get it done. He is poised. He's pissed. He's pissed. He's laser focused.
Who's the top receiver for the Patriots?
Dad, who's the top receiver?
Julian Edelman.
Okay.
Last question. Dad, since this person was a rookie, he's been your all-time favorite Patriot. What is this player's first and last name?
His name? Devin McCourty.
Wow.
He's been saying McGordy since he was... we were at the game.
Another great play by McGordy.
All right.
Wrong or something?
McGordy.
No, just you used to always say McGordy but when we were younger.
McGordy Weaver. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I got a question for you all. Who should I start? Odell Beckham?
No.
Or the wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, see Sammy Watkins.
Watkins has not scored.
Odell Beckham.
OBJ.
Sammy Watkins hasn't scored in like three games.
So. How is he? Is this daily fantasy?
Yes, he has.
How is he still in the champ? How is he still playing if these are his receivers?
Yeah, how are you still playing?
It's a championship game.
All right. It's Odell Beckham Jr. over Sammy Watkins.
How do you,
I'm a big OBJ guy.
How do you get to the championship with OBJ on your team?
Don't know.
OBJ is playing Baltimore today.
Yeah, they're going to win. I'm calling it right now.
That game's tomorrow.
I agree.
Yeah.
But is Odell Beckham going to be able to handle it?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a bad game, but it's still going to be better than Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins is
they're
terrible.
Both predicted by the experts at the CBS Sports. They're predicting them to be about the same.
Yeah.
No.
I just think it's more likely OBJ.
I'll put $100 on OBJ outscoring Sammy Watkins.
Wow.
Anyone want to take that?
Wow.
He's an accountant.
Wow.
So.
There you go. Wow.
Can we hear the rest of Bill's roster?
Can we hear the rest of your roster they're curious about?
Can I hear the rest of my roster?
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Starting at quarterback. Number 12, Tom Brady.
Classic.
Oh, wow.
How are you in the championship?
Great question.
Keep going.
Running back, Drake. Now from Arizona.
Kenyon Drake.
Okay, makes sense.
Running back, McCaffrey.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That's how he's in the championship.
They love that.
Wide receiver, Kupp.
Okay.
That's Aaron's boy.
Oh, my God.
Wide receiver, Miller, Chicago.
There you go.
Anthony Miller. Nice.
Who the hell is that?
He's for the Bears.
Nice.
Slot receiver.
He's coming on strong. So I'm taking him on my bench, and he's going in.
Okay.
Wide receiver, Beasley, Buffalo.
How?
Wide receiver.
I would start.
He's not starting.
I would,
he's
not
starting.
He's not starting.
Okay. All
right. Keep going.
Wide receiver, Odell Beckham.
Yep. I've heard of him.
Tight end, Doyle from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Kicker, Boswell.
Okay.
Vikings defense.
Yeah, okay.
And linebacker, Davis.
Who's Davis?
He's a linebacker for the
Denver
Broncos.
What? You playing
a
individual
single,
defensive player?
A single IDP?
Just for one defensive individual, yeah.
That is a bizarre.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I always did that.
Yeah, we have some PPR league.
Can you tell us your name of your team?
Please.
Well, it used to be, formerly was the Kessler Mamre Hunters.
I'm sorry.
What?
Mammary hunters?
Like a breast?
Yes, like breasts.
Oh God!
That's
a
draw.
We need to cut that. Like a breast? Okay, what is it now?
Yeah, it's been changed.
It's been changed. Yeah, I met Susie, so now I have a new team. It's called the Masshole Billy Goats.
Not as strong.
Yeah.
We prefer the Kessler Mamre Hunters.
Yeah. If you're going to win this championship, you got to change the name.
Well, we'll see.
Alrighty. Okay. We'll call you after we're done recording this.
All right. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Sounds like Bill could use a lozenge.
Yeah,
I thought he had a great podcasting voice.
Can we hear about Knives Out now?
Oh, my God. Knives Out.
Are you fucking kidding me? The game's over.
Is it? How'd we do?
DeAndre Hopkins, 5 receptions, 23 yards. Great. So
okay.
There you go. Congratulations, Keith.
That feels pretty good. Yay! Pretty good. Perryman got me 13.7. So
that's great.
So Knives Out. So what happened was we were going to movies.
Set the stage. This is a movie?
This is a movie. We were going to go to the movies on Wednesday with our friends.
Okay, who's we?
Danielle, myself, and then our friends.
Okay.
Not us.
Not you. Yeah, if you wanted to come, I would have invited you.
Hmm. We already saw it, so.
You already saw it?
Yeah.
We
did not see it.
On Wednesday. What the fuck? On Wednesday, we're going to go see Ford versus Ferrari.
Nice.
Ooh. Right? I'm super excited to see it. Shit okay. happens. We have to go on Friday instead.
Okay.
Because of Star Wars, Ford versus Ferrari is no longer playing. No one wants to see Star Wars, not that we could get tickets. So it was either Cats or Knives
Ooh.
Out.
Ooh.
How about you just don't go to the movies?
Yeah. Did you not research this
before going?
They already
had the babysitter.
Yeah, we had the babysitter. There was some momentum going. And I would rather see a shit movie than not go out.
Too sweet.
I don't know how that applies.
It doesn't.
Anyway, I get... You know, somewhat drunk before this movie. So, like...
This is a theme with you lately.
It's the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
I have two children.
It's the perks that he's on for his knee.
I have two children. Anyway, so I'm watching this movie. I cannot follow it.
Are you saying two children is a reason to drink or a reason not to drink?
Probably both.
Yeah, it's
depending on the day. I can't follow this movie at all.
Wait, are you telling a story?
Yeah, I'm talking about... All right, so this movie is like Clue, sort of, but like
it sounds fucking terrible.
But it's sort, it's like.
But Chris Evans is in it.
No, yeah, it's this old, really old patriarch of this rich family.
Don't ruin it.
It's this. All I'm saying, old patriarch of this family. He dies. We know that from the previews, and everyone wants to make sure that their inheritance is all set.
Okay.
Someone hires.
Isn't this a TV show right now?
I don't fucking know.
Succession?
Yeah.
Someone hires this detective. He makes them all stay in this giant house, and then calamity ensues, right?
Oh, classic.
Calamity.
I cannot follow this movie at all. It is so fucking, like, quirky and, like, affected and just trying too hard in general.
Never seen that person in my life.
Trying so fucking hard. Chris Evans? Captain America.
Maybe never that
seen
sweater, it. Though, huh?
He's from Newburyport.
Never seen
anyway,
it.
This movie sucks so bad. Do you remember Life Aquatic, Andrew?
No, I don't.
Love Life Aquatic.
I don't think I ever watched it.
And Ryan forced our entire family to go see it.
Well, I remember when Ryan was just obsessed with any movie that, like, if you
Wes
Googled,
Anderson.
Like, what do people who are into movies like? You know,
that's
like Donnie Darko and, like, A Clockwork Orange.
Well, Knives Out is just, like, All the fucking like critics love it, and then the audience hates it, you know. But the people that I was at this movie with, not my friends, but other people, were laughing at the stupidest shit.
Oh.
The stupidest shit.
Well, did you go see it in
shit.
Air?
I saw it in Littleton. If you think Air has a movie theater, you're crazy.
Okay. I was going to say the education level might be lower.
Yeah.
You want to take a test? Let's take any test. Let's see who does better. Me versus you. Right now.
Okay. How about a test on like drug names?
On what? What is the job?
You're going after Air, and I'm just trying to defend our education level.
Yeah, I'm
going to
pull up a
you
test on
go
pharmacology.
There for Air, though.
Well, all right. I know. I just
let's hear Aaron's version of we went to Knives Out as well.
You did. Okay.
We did.
Can you bring me a chip?
We
thing
went one Sunday evening.
One Sunday evening.
To miss the Patriots game, so no one was going to be there.
Knives
Out.
Great. Sure.
Knives
Out. When did this movie come out?
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
I pack all my snacks. I got little canteens of wine.
Okay.
Very excited.
Yeah.
We get there. Greg loves to just throw the popcorn all over his face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's got a giant tub of popcorn. I have to get my own.
Uh-huh.
We finally sit down. I unpeel my Bunch of Crunch, open them up.
Is
everything is set up.
It's a crunch bar broken up.
Okay.
Keep going.
Movie starts. We sit through 19 minutes of previews. Movie starts.
Oh my God, I love that.
3 minutes in, screen goes blank. Screen goes dark.
Lucky. Go on.
But the audio is still there. So it's just talking, but there's no video. And I immediately thought we were going to get shot up.
Who
I thought
the,
it was like
how long
an Inglorious Bastards.
First person to say something out loud.
Well, so
excuse me.
5 seconds. 5 seconds. It was full of 50-year-old women.
Excuse me.
It was full of 50-year-old women. You know they were pissed. Yeah.
Ugh.
So All I could picture was in Inglourious Basterds in the end when they're lighting up the screen room. I was like, this is it. This is the end for me. I'm going to die here.
Wow.
And
right to that.
Right to that immediately. In walks like a 13-year-old concession stand boy. And he's like, oh, I'm really sorry.
You're not killing me today.
Yeah. Greg was like, do you want me to go tell them? I was like, don't leave me here. So yeah, turns out they couldn't get anything to work because it was a Sunday and nobody with any managerial expertise was there. So they're like, we're going to give you all passes to come back. And all of the 50-year-old women were bitching and yelling at these poor high school kids.
That is a customer service nightmare.
I felt so bad for them. So then we had to do the walk of shame with our popcorn because I wasn't throwing it away.
Nope.
So we sat in the parking lot and ate our popcorn in the car, listening to the game, and then shopped at Newbury Comics. Because we had drank in a canteen of wine.
Sounds amazing.
They weren't like, you guys can go into the theater next door.
Yeah, no, they said we could go watch whatever we wanted, but same thing. There was nothing else playing, so we left.
So you're lucky. That movie sucked. It's terrible.
I
mean,
I got all the snacks that I wanted.
So snack story. Danielle, listen to this. Danielle's going to buy candy, so there's four of us, right?
I don't know. Is there?
There's four of us going.
Who's the other two?
Guess.
Your running girlfriend?
You
called her running wife?
A doctor.
Your running wife?
We went to the movies with my running wife and my running wife's husband.
Wow.
Anyway, Danielle buys candy. Eight boxes.
Yeah. Boxes.
So what do you think she bought? She has eight boxes
the
of
watermelon,
candy.
Sour Patch.
Okay.
Snow caps.
Ugh.
Okay.
Cookie dough bites.
Swedish fish.
Okay. No one's said anything yet.
Kit Kat.
Junior Mints.
Oh, milk.
Junior Mints.
Milk Duds.
No milk duds. Okay.
You're not going to get the next one.
Skittles.
Gummy Savers. She bought four boxes of Junior Mints, four boxes of Gummy Savers. And I was like, Danielle, where's the fucking variety?
Wow.
Why, you're assuming everyone in the world likes Junior Mints or fucking Gummy Savers?
You get one savory, chewy.
In her defense, they are like on opposite sides of the candy spectrum.
Sure.
So,
but if you want chocolate,
it's not like she got Gummy Savers
and Sour Patch
Kids.
But she got four boxes of Gummy Savers.
I wouldn't condone that.
$8 later, like one and a half boxes.
$8
for all eight boxes?
Yeah, we went to fucking Market Basket before.
Oh, I thought this was at the movie theater.
Thank you.
You need to clarify this shit. I'm trying to guess movie theater specific candies.
But they were.
I 100%
would have
guessed
gummy
peach
rings.
Savers.
I would have guessed peach rings.
No, but they're in the boxes. Like they're the size. They're designed for fucking movies. That is why Market Basket has that shit out, because Market Basket's right next to the theater.
Okay.
Market Basket sucks.
Then no one ate any of it.
Dude, it's for
poor people.
It is, but
you guys think you're so fucking affluent over there. Like, look it up.
In Newton or wherever you live.
Jutin.
Don't make. Thank you.
Franklin.
So yeah,
Danklin. Does anybody call it Danklin?
Never heard that.
Danklin,
got it now.
That's nice. That's nice.
Got it now. Danklin.
Anyway, yeah. So
I don't want to ramble. That's why I'm not talking too much, because there's been some criticism on previous podcasts that Aaron and I tend to ramble.
Really? Because
who said that?
Because we just went a half an hour on fucking Knives Out, so I there's been no ramble. So
I'm not. That's why I'm not.
Andrew, speaking. I feel like you brought something.
I did. I brought volume numbers, and we talked about it.
Oh, we did. That's it. It was. Just, right, you guys want to talk fucking football
fucking
or
no?
Crazy.
No, let's go quick. Let's do a quick. We'll do lightning round. So that means we go fast. All right. Yep. So that you don't interrupt when people talk, Andrew.
No promises.
You're just gonna say top two Christmas movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ready? You go.
Home Alone, Elf.
My turn?
Yep.
Home Alone, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppet's Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life.
I've never seen it. Me and Katie need to see it. Aaron?
The Santa Claus and Grinch. Live action, Jim Carrey.
Boom. Thank you.
I fucking
drop on that.
Jim Carrey Grinch is the Grinch.
It's so terrible.
Shepherd's in charge of the drops, and he supports me.
Terrible.
What do you mean
Nora
terrible?
Nora makes me watch it in July. I just
it's
fucking hate it.
Really it's a really good movie.
It's lit.
Try watching it fucking 30 times in July.
It's so bad.
I have seen it 30 times.
In July. What was the other one you said? The Santa Claus? I was watching that before I came. ages very well. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. That little hot elf chick, she makes good chocolate milk.
No, I liked the, you know, the flying elf gang who come out to save Charlie.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he's run away. Yeah. Oh, 8-year-old Aaron and they fucking, loved that.
And they like tie up the cops and shit. All cops are bastards. Mm.
Police.
Yeah, all cops are bastards.
I know he got Me Too'd, I think, but Tim Allen is fucking charismatic as hell.
Did he get Me Too'd?
I don't think he got Me Too'd.
I think he got Me Too'd.
He's got his own show on Fox.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He didn't get really Me Too'd. Let me just look that it up. You guys vamp. That I'm show is Google great. Tim Allen Me Too.
He's got a very conservative sitcom, Last Man Standing.
Didn't that get canceled?
Nope. It's on Country Music TV.
Fucking watch it all the
time. Is Roseanne on there as well?
No, yes.
It's after it's after the
Reba.
All right. So let me read this headline. I'm not gonna go any farther down on this article, but it says what? Me Too worry? Last Man Standing, please for last wow. This is terrible. I'm gonna cut this.
Yeah, cut this out.
Perks. There's a comma here that shouldn't be. It should say, what sure. Me Too worry? Last Man Standing pleas for peace while ignoring what's going on with women.
I don't get it.
I think it's clear that Tim Allen was Me Too'd, but he kept his show.
The show is just like makes fun of like society and like it's pretty great.
I think our parents liked it.
What do you mean liked? Are they over it now?
Well, it got moved, right?
Yeah.
I think it caught some heat.
The Me Too Day?
No.
Have you seen the Santa Claus 2 or 3, though? It might be the worst movies ever.
I've never seen The Escape Clause.
I don't know that.
Terrible.
That's the third one, right? Oh. It's called The Escape Clause.
Is that the one? I think I've seen it.
All right. Favorite Christmas songs. Ready? Go.
Well, I don't know.
Jesus.
The one that's like, tell Santa he can take the freeway down. That's like number one for
run,
me.
Run, Rudolph. Yes. Santa's gonna make it in time.
Yeah, that's number one for me.
Chuck Berry.
I also really like Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Jose
you want
Feliciano.
Me to sing my favorite?
So yeah, please. Sing it.
I want a hippopotamus.
Yes.
Stop. There's another one I like.
I like Christmas. The snow's falling.
No,
down.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes,
it's Katie's
Katie,
favorite.
Come sing your favorite into the microphone.
Yeah, we got a microphone for you.
Yeah, come sing it.
Come all ye faithful.
Katie, come sing your favorite song.
Joyful and triumphant.
All right, who's the best singer here? Is it Greg?
It's certainly not me.
Was that
it's
one
not
of the
Aaron.
Dogs
I was
kind of
no. Dark Horse Aaron. Maybe she's got like an angelic voice.
No.
Mm.
Not when she talks, of course.
No.
Like I was not saying
no,
that.
Oh no.
At all.
His voice
what about
awful.
What about John Lennon so this is Christmas.
No.
No, fuck that. All right.
The Beach Boys. What's the Beach Boys Christmas song? That's a good one. I like that one. Yep, that one. Merry Christmas Santa, right? That's right.
We definitely can't hear. Why are you
Christmas
over there, Katie?
Sheffer does not have a Christmas tree, FYI.
Yes, I do. It's in the corner.
It's a palm tree or some shit.
It's in the corner. Has ornaments.
A tropical plant.
Has ornaments on it.
So So Mariah Carey's Christmas song. What is that one?
All I want for Christmas.
Yes, so I hate Christmas. Mariah Carey, but that song, you can't argue with it.
Aaron has a Mariah Carey story.
We've seen the pictures. We haven't heard this story. What if I told you?
Yeah. I met Mariah Carey when I was 7.
Okay.
Apparently, I'd never told Greg the story until the other day.
So you're
is that a problem?
Essentially cheating on Greg.
Though. Yeah. Well, no. That's I was like, oh.
It is.
No, listen.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I met her in real life.
Withholding the truth is still a lie.
Still a lie. And he was like, why didn't you ever tell me this? I love her. So I was 7. My real dad forced me to go on Tower of Terror in Disney.
That
because,
is a good dad.
No, he's not.
In that instance.
I'll tell you other stories. almost peed myself. Hated it.
Bruh.
While we were on the ride, my mom and my 3-year-old sister saw Mariah Carey get like shuffled through the back up to go on the ride by herself with all her giant security guards.
Was she wearing hoops?
She was wearing like baby fat.
Oh,
or no,
baby fat. That's right.
Are you just talking shit or what? Is that a thing?
No, that was like a clothing line.
Yeah,
really.
B-E-B.
It was like when FUBU was a thing. It was like FUBU was boys.
I got a story about Bebe after you're done, but let's go.
Okay. So I came down and my mom was like, oh, great. Come over here. Meet Mariah. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck this is. And she made me and my sister sit there and take a picture with Mariah Carey, who looked equally as unhappy to be there in the moment, and she's all done up with huge ass boobs, high heels, nice. And these
done
black...
up with boobs, or like she just
oh
had
she was
them.
Done up real? And she also had large breasts.
Are they real?
I don't know. She was in a t-shirt, and I was seven, so I didn't know that existed.
A white t-shirt? Was she wearing?
She
a
was. She was in a white t-shirt, and if you zoom in on the pic of the BB white t-shirt, I think you can see her nipples.
Oh, do share.
Yum.
Which is on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
Follow me at Erin Spear. Two E's. It's not my real last name anymore.
Oh,
I don't know how to change the handle. Ask anyways.
Kate, did Katie change hers?
No.
Anyways, you've seen Mariah Carey's
I've seen
nipples.
Her. Well, yes. And that we sat there and took us. A picture, and it was, that was that. And I didn't know who she was for like the first 10 years. And
so you thought she was
oh,
like
she
your
signed.
Aunt?
This was the other part. She signed my Goofy like character signature book.
Oh, nice! Yep. Yeah.
And then I found it when I was like 14 and listening to Avril Lavigne, and I was like, "Fuck this! I don't like pop stars," and I threw it away.
Mm. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Mm. Didn't I Ryan like have Michael Jordan sign his Goofy fucking autograph book? Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
So Lawrence Bebe Taylor. Clothing. My Spanish class, 8th grade.
Bebe, who was your teacher?
Mr. Lucas.
Ooh, he was a character.
Bebe. So B-E-B-E is like beber, like to drink, right? Yeah. So it's like
beer. B-E-B-I-R.
Oh, is it?
Is
but bebe?
The unconjugated verb.
Because it's
verb.
Not a cat as it's...
Beber.
Okay, whatever.
To drink.
Fine, I believe you. But bebe means like you drink or whatever.
Yep. Right.
So...
Like he she
So
drinks.
She wears it all the time, this girl. Giant boobs for 8th grade.
What's her name?
Giant Kristen Fellini. It's lit.
Fellini. You
Fellini.
Got a Facebook?
No.
I think she has like 6 kids. Anyway, he would comment on her fucking bebe clothing every single day. He'd be like, "Hey,
es una camisa de bebe." Like,
hey, Kristen Fellini. However the fuck you say your
me
name.
Me gusta tu camisa de bebé.
He literally said your chest means to drink or something. Like
yeah, he was rough.
Yeah.
He definitely got in trouble.
She looks happy to be there. You can definitely see her boobs there, though. Nice.
All right, we'll tweet that out from the podcast Twitter account.
He would also drop shit off of his desk on purpose and then ask... like girls to come pick it up for
yes
him. Yeah
while we're on the topic of perverted teachers Greg yes.
Greg's here
yeah Greg
I'm not a teacher
not anymore
he just crushes a lot.
Who was that other creepy ass teacher in Westford Mr. Vogel was he the one there was one that went when they were doing yearbook photos he was requesting every like female sports team and club to come outside so he could photograph them. And then one of the teachers was like, I don't think this is like sanctioned and like called the office. And they were like, no, he's not supposed to be doing it. And he was just like taking photos for himself.
Holy
shit. Of like girls sports teams.
Like why put yourself in that position though? Just get the one out of the fucking yearbook.
Oh, no.
Was he had a special camera?
He probably X-ray had a vision? Special area for the picture to be taken where he was just looking up all their skirts.
Yeah, they were standing on mirrors.
Yeah.
yeah. Jesus Christ. He had a mirror on his fucking foot.
Greg, what kind of creepy ass shit did you do when you were a teacher?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I How was... young is too young?
Don't worry. No one listens to this.
I'm in a loving marriage. And I've never thought about that. People out!
Okay. I see the way she looks at you. There's no love there.
There is. Well, it's one-sided, but it's lovely marriage, nonetheless. Okay.
Got it. Yes. Do you have any perverted teacher stories? Either of you?
No? We grew up in nice communities.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in a nice community.
Nothing in Athol?
You know my daughters are going to grow up in air and you fucking just talk shit?
I heard it's up and coming.
What? What?
The cream.
It's definitely up. Thank you.
We'll see.
We have we have some fucking hoity-toity gas station now.
Fuck yeah, I love gas stations.
No, no, it's like yeah.
How the fuck are we talking about gas stations again?
What is it called? It's like
Wawa,
something fresh. Like you guys vamp.
Super fresh. Hello Fresh.
No.
Oh, let's talk Hello Fresh.
Hell yeah.
We both do that. I'm all about it.
Our order
didn't come in this week. Oh,
box, nice.
We got our box. We do a Monday delivery. What about you?
So do we. We haven't had it in 9 months.
Wait,
Mondays.
So how much are you paying?
What the fuck?
All Town Fresh.
Love All Towns. They're great.
All Town's not bad.
All Town Fresh, though.
Does that mean does it have a deli? Like,
yeah, it is. It is fancy as fuck in there.
Wow.
So... our box is like because it was we had the snow and then we had the ice this week
and
so.
UPS is behind and they just never delivered it.
Oh no,
that sucks. We rely heavily on our HelloFresh now.
So do we. We ordered out every
how
night.
Much how much does it cost?
47.
Depends what a you what? Do we're
oh for two meals
we do three meals so we're at like 60
a month
a week.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a lot.
Three meals. It's like
you don't buy as much groceries.
It's basically $10 per person per meal. So okay. It's not, it's certainly, yeah, you don't buy like any other groceries. It's certainly not like, it's slightly more expensive than if you bought all the shit yourself, but you're paying for the convenience and it's
do you think,
worth it, I think.
But you would never buy the stuff that
exactly.
We're getting.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
why I think
gonna
it's worth
I'm not going to buy Korean barbecue bacon
sure.
Or like,
but like
tacos.
Do you think it's, how do you think
I mean, like the flavors of tacos?
I never buy tacos.
No, I'm
absolutely
beef.
Buy tacos. Like,
taco seasoning. Are you kidding me?
Like the flavor of tacos.
Because when the box didn't come in, we were like, oh, what are we
gonna
supposed
do?
To cook?
Just
tacos.
Starve.
Do you think it helps with the mess at all in the kitchen? Do you think you're cleaner with it? I have a big problem. My wife is very, she spreads out in the kitchen. I want her to be a little more compartmentalized.
Aaron doesn't no idea. She's a wonderful.
I don't go in the kitchen.
She doesn't come in the kitchen. She just eats.
Danielle's a wonderful wife. She's a great cook. Right,
this is getting stupid. Now.
This is getting stupid. Let's move
Andrew,
on.
Andrew, would you like to say something nice about Katie?
I love her. She's a wonderful wife.
She got pomegranate juice on your new white walls.
That's okay. Look at her over there doing whatever it is that she's doing.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to talk about wives anymore. This is a man's podcast.
Me either.
No one wants to hear about you guys in the championship, though. It's like, that's the last thing anyone
hey, Sheffer Bowl, you hear that? Sheffer Bowl.
No wow. One wants to
ready?
Hear it.
Wow. You ready to get to it?
Definitely.
Before we get to it, let's do the look back.
Yeah. So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on the crap.
Aaron just got really scared that she was supposed to actually check her lineup. And she's like, wait, was I supposed to do
yeah, that? You're in the championship. Good job.
Aaron, oh my God.
She's like,
yeah. Keith, you were the masker. It was you versus Dom.
Dom, I'm sorry.
Fucking deli meat.
Yeah. Matchup massacre. You scored 158.78 points, which is the highest on the year.
Do you guys believe that?
Highest point total of the year.
Wow.
And I mean,
Bashaud Perryman on my bench.
Wow.
Dom scored 110.64. That's not like, it's nothing to sneeze at, yet still.
That's above average for every team except mine.
Yeah. But still the massacre because you scored so many points. So.
This has been the weirdest year. Like each team has gone like on weird runs.
Think
like
so?
Dom's team started off really bad. Dirk's team started off really good. They both turned it around one way or another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Curtis's team was like low, but then went on a run at the end and got like scored like a crap ton of points.
Yeah.
My team started off like hot and then just went to shit.
Hot.
Bryce's team stayed, you know, it won games, but it was shitty.
Oh, we'll get to Bryce.
I think it's time to vote his ass out.
We'll get to Bryce. Anyways, ooh. Keith beat Dom. Dirk. That means Keith's headed to the championship.
Boom.
Let's talk about the ultimate upset.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Got nowhere to run. The light goes on as I'm fading away. I'm sick of this life.
Everybody want to know who had the best singer voice. I think I just proved it.
I would have said Andrew.
I was singing that so loud the other day when I was playing basketball, just like the headphones.
Oh, you
were
work
in.
Out? Cool.
Yeah, I just play basketball by myself, nice. Or because no high school kid wants to play with me.
Oh, because you'll fuck them up.
No, because I'm a fucking ex-teacher. That they're like,
yeah, and they're not trying to get diddled.
Guy's a dishbag. Like that guy yelled at me in the bathroom for vaping.
They're not trying to get diddled by the ex-teacher.
Like, is this guy
they're
fired?
Like this guy, yeah, he doesn't work here anymore. Why is he still coming to the gym? Why is he in the locker room? This is for students only. The ultimate upset. This feels good. We're talking about the
nuclear
versus the Marquez Sweat Girls. This is me versus Mark. Listen, this was not actual. What's happening? What is that noise?
Oh, yeah, she got that package.
Hey,
is it your HelloFresh box?
Yeah, what about that box?
Tell us about the package.
Fragile?
Oh my god, we gotta talk about football. We really do.
Okay, so this wasn't actually an upset by projections, but it was an upset because I exercised my demons.
You did.
I finally beat Mark. Maybe I'll put together a little opener that'll kind of harken back to this. But
harken?
That's a word, right?
Harken is, yeah. Harken back.
Harken back?
Ask the teacher over there.
Yeah, come on, English teacher.
All I was thinking about was when George was in that office and he goes like, well, the jerk store called and they ran out of you. And that's what you're going to say to Mark at like Christmas when you guys sit down finally.
Who's George?
From Seinfeld.
Oh, Costanza. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Is it from Target? Because our neighbor was missing a package.
Better open it before looking at who's it. Who's?
Yeah.
Oh, it does have your name on it.
My name?
Oh, shit. Maybe it's a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's
probably
that
something that
on
Keith.
Pod.
Probably something Keith bought and sent to New Hampshire
to save money.
It's actually
on.
From us. It's a Christmas present from us.
I love Iris. Having relatives in New Hampshire because I can save money on tax when I buy big ticket items. It's great.
It's good.
Anyways, originally I was projected at 112. Mark was projected at 106. So I was supposed to win and I did. I scored 154.46 points, which is my highest point total on the year.
It's the second highest point total in the league this year.
Yeah.
What's the number?
154.46.
That's cool.
Pretty great that the top 2 point totals.
Was I third?
You were.
Mark scored 112.
You, but for a long time, it looked like you were going to lose based
on
projections.
Yeah, I thought you were going to lose.
Yeah, I thought I was going to lose,
but
too.
You came on strong at the end. So yeah, it's kind of like
I can't name one person on your team, though. So
DeAndre Hopkins. Oh. 23 yards tonight.
The guy we talked about earlier.
In the championship. Fucking sick.
Tannehill.
Anyways, let's hear
that. Oh, yeah, you love Tannehill. I forgot about that.
Look, I beat Mark. I'm headed to the championship. Doesn't matter. All that matters is I beat Mark. Let's talk about how I did it. It was a symphony. What does that guy say in Boondock Saints? It was a firefight.
It was a firefight.
Anyways, David Montgomery sucked, but Dalvin Cook got hurt, so they canceled out. Everybody else on my team showed up at the same time to create beautiful music. Listen to these yardage totals. Chris Carson, 133 yards. Okay.
Got it.
Nuke, 119 yards.
Got it.
AJ Brown, 114 yards.
Got it.
George Kittle, 134 yards.
Got it.
Julio Hones, 134 yards.
Wow.
That's how I won.
We should have made that trade.
We should have.
Oh, yeah. Reveal that shit.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to get...
What in the world are those?
They're sleds.
What did she say?
They're going to hold her wreaths.
Oh.
How many wreaths do you have that you need fucking individual containers?
God only knows. All right. So the trade was... from my team, Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Chris Carson.
Yep.
David Montgomery.
Yep.
Julio Jones.
Yep.
And then one of Michael Gallup, Christian Kirk, or Marvin Jones.
Are you ready?
And then from Greg's team.
It was, the original was I would receive Julio Jones, no, Dak Prescott, Chris Carson,
side.
And Montgomery. I would give out T.Y. Hilton, who was obviously had a terrible year. So he's hurt. Le'Veon Bell and Josh Jacobs.
Wow, you love Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
And then
that was it.
I rejected it. Nope. And then I accepted one. I don't know why it says accepted, but it didn't go through.
That means you sent it to me and I rejected it.
It looks like the same exact fucking thing. Oh, never mind. I would lie.
It was probably the next week.
Yes.
Because then I was like, never mind.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so I was going to, it was basically, so I'm sending him my two running backs, Chris Carson and David Montgomery. He's sending me his two, which was Josh Jacobs and Lev Bell.
Yeah.
And then I was sending him Julio Jones. He was sending me T.Y. Hilton. And then I was throwing in Dak Prescott for free and one of Michael Gallup, Christian Kirk, or Marvin Jones.
Greg, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
Well, David Montgomery like was doing nothing at the time.
Still is, but yeah. He was Lev Bell negative. Is like,
and Le'Veon Bell, obviously.
Josh Jacobs not even playing
just
this
wanted
week.
Josh Jacobs.
Because
anyways, if he had accepted it, there's no way. I don't even think I would have made the playoffs.
No.
Not a chance in hell.
If he had accepted
Greg
it.
Greg would have.
Yeah.
So. Greg would be playing me right now.
So it was cool. That was cool. Anyways, so that was that. You want to talk about the closest competition?
Yes. So close, yet so far
away. So close. Aaron, this was you. Coopers yep. in the Cups versus Galladay Rhodes. You scored 111. He had 99. So you beat him.
What does that mean? What's her finish then? Fifth?
That makes her fifth.
Yeah. You
finish that puts her in
fifth.
The top half. That puts her as a good team, and Keish is a bad team.
And so. Honestly, quite the turnaround from last year.
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty proud of it.
You had a great team.
Yeah, I mean, tough one for Keish because Saquon finally showed up, but then so did Kenny and Drake. So.
And had I not taken Greg's advice the week prior, maybe could have been in fourth.
Maybe. Why? What did Greg tell you to do?
I ask him things, and he says, "Nah, I wouldn't do that." So I don't.
How do you ask him?
I asked a coworker.
Do you want my number?
Easy.
Yikes. You already have a running wife, Keith. I'm not trying to run with you.
Yeah. He's a fantasy wife now.
I was going to give you my number versus wanting yours so you can initiate.
It's like Bumble.
That is not me. That's not hitting on you. If I were hitting on you, I would ask for yours.
I feel offended.
Oh,
good.
That was
I'm
my
just kidding. Me
too.
Hashtag
me too.
Yeah, I probably should have.
Me too. Move it.
I probably should have contacted one of you guys last
yeah, you
year.
Have Andrew's number.
Last year, I texted Andrew on your trades because Greg was gone, and I was like, I think Keith is just.
Oh,
trying
is that
to
why?
Is pull the wool Shepard? Over
is
my
that
eyes.
Why
is this the collusion?
Whoa.
So then I texted Andrew. You know what? In hindsight.
Man, yeah. Play the drop. What are you doing?
What's drop?
The X file.
Yeah, absolutely.
Curtis is vindicated.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not, well, it's not colluding Shepherds. It's a colluding Shepherd.
Yeah, because he was like, no, I wouldn't do that, Aaron. That's terrible.
I would defense, do this instead.
My defense.
Oh, my God.
My defense, that does not fit the definition of collusion. That's me acting alone as my own agent.
Right, to better yourself.
Oh, my God. My wife is making out with your dog. Yeah.
Definitely. Exercising too much authority here. It's like in the workplace, kind of. You know what I mean? Like
no,
if I were to
have
hit on someone that reported to me, that's
you've
what
done
this
that.
Is.
She rubbed your back and your dick.
I report
oh,
to
yeah.
you.
Oh yeah, I wanted to hear about this some more. Oh, there's not a ton.
How, you guys, well, you went to work the next day or the next like week, right?
No, I don't interact with this woman.
Are you going to be banned to the country music television channel?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. She was just very drunk and in front of my boss's boss.
Put it in her mouth.
She came over and just started like
touching his
all
dick.
Over
gave
me.
You an over the pants hand job?
All over me. She did not touch my front.
OTP.
My front? Is that
any
how you refer
part
to
of
it?
My front.
She did not touch my front.
That's not, no. I just mean her hand was exclusively on the small of my back.
My dick fell off!
All right. We've covered
no
it.
Interactions with her since.
Huh.
Good.
A little
she's,
hurt.
She's shamed, probably. Honorable mention for closest competition, Greg versus Bryce.
I haven't looked at my lineup.
You won. It was a fractional point difference between your victory and Aaron's victory, though. So very close. So that means that Bryce begins his reign of poop.
What an asshole.
Rain, yeah, we need a drop for Rain of
We need a drop,
what an
Bryce.
Asshole. Here's the drop.
Suck.
Get rid of him.
Let's get to what we've all been waiting for, which is the Keith of the Week. Keith of the Week is. The colluding shepherd.
Oh, both of us.
It's a twofer.
Oh, wow.
It's the both of us, dude. We're in the championship.
Look at that. Co-keeps of the week.
I'd like to discuss
the shepherd.
One thing that Curtis brought up was
let's hear it.
The keepers.
Yep.
Obviously, we can't do keepers for next season.
Yep. Oh, we can't? Why?
Because we would have made trades. And
I wouldn't have.
I would have.
I'm fucking but it's starving.
It's going to leave people open. That's the only problem with keepers is it leaves people open for like, well, you're out of the playoffs. I'll trade you.
Pretty girl.
This person.
I think our dogs need dinner.
So.
Yeah.
Did you just call me Pretty Girl?
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe
that's what
we're
our dog's name was.
Okay, we can talk about it later.
That dog's name was Pretty. So I call her Pretty Girl. And then sometimes I also call my wife the same nickname as my dog.
Hoodie. This is a Mack Weldon hoodie. It
nice,
is so
dude.
Comfy.
Nice, dude. I got Mack Weldon underwear.
Best hoodie I've ever had by far.
Nice.
I have another one
looks
that's
aerodynamic.
Like maroon. It's better. But
I like maroon.
This one is kind of my.
You know, my God.
Are you nervous that Christian McCaffrey is just going to like not show up one game?
I'm actually more nervous that the Patriots are going to lose tonight and then the Ravens are going to clinch.
The Patriots
home
are playing right now.
Yeah. Will Greer starting
let's
for
fucking hurry
your boys.
This
yeah,
up,
let's hurry this
let's
up.
Let's hurry this up.
Right. My biggest fear is that the Patriots lose and then Lamar Jackson sits.
Okay, no one cares. Let's quickly talk about the waivers.
Can we skip this segment this week?
Yeah, fucking no one gives a shit.
Yeah, I care.
No one has any money.
No, I care a lot. I don't want to open up this wound.
Mike Boone to me, $1. Keith bid $0.
Keith has $3 left.
No, I have $0.
Alexander Madison to me, $1. Keith bid $0.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, well, then you added Drew Brees and Matt Ryan, so I don't want to hear any crying about Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now you're starting Matt Boone.
Mike Boone?
Mike Boone, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Presently.
You're starting him, and it,
does that honestly scare you?
A little
does
bit.
Mike Boone,
yeah, a little
third
bit.
Third string running back scares you?
Yeah, but the starting running back in a run heavy offense.
We don't know. That hasn't been confirmed. Madison is questionable.
Eddie Murphy's hosting Saturday Night Live tonight.
Mm. Oh, cool. All right. Well, I'm thinking that if you win, it's going to be because of Mike Boone.
Okay. Another very important subject to get to is the power rankings.
The power is yours!
All right, let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
You sent me these. Yeah.
You me.
Yeah, so Keith is putting me ahead of him, which I just think is like super soft.
So soft.
Super fucking contrarian.
All right, so
it's like this false hubris where he's like, oh, I can't make myself number one, even though I'm pretty sure it's like a 70-30 projection for your team.
Well, like, here's the deal.
Like, get fucked. I'm Mike Boone.
It's actually 86-14.
Now. Okay, great. Great. 86-14 you, all right? Not even going to give you a chance to talk about that.
John J. Hopkins with a season low.
Yeah, season low. Fucking garbage. Let's take a look at it.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. I just hope that Keith wins by a blowout or Andrew wins by a blowout so we don't have to listen to Andrew like with a whole year going, I lost by 0.6 percentage of a point.
If that happens, no. See, look, I will be totally fine losing this championship. I beat Mark. That was all I wanted to do.
Yeah, you're in the championship.
I know. I beat Mark though. That's all I wanted to do. So like, I can lose and just be totally fine.
So I've been thinking about this jersey thing that we're talking about. I think it's unfair to charge people after the year. So I'm gonna buy the jersey either way.
Wow.
This year.
Wow.
Next year, everyone has to put like $10, $15 into play.
Wow.
$10.
So you're just going to buy yourself a jersey? That's so fucking nice of you.
We just have the cash instead.
Greg wants to trade his jersey for cash.
No.
I'm not wearing a jersey.
It's for everyone else. Like the league gets to pick the jersey.
Could you get it in a small?
Yeah.
All right, you're not allowed to wear a jersey of a player who's younger than you. It's against the rules.
Really?
So that's a weird rule. Is that
Tom
like
Brady?
Half your age plus seven type of rule or what?
I don't know.
Is that how you pick a wife?
That's how you
decide which high schoolers you can sleep with.
Let's talk about the battle for third place, the silver medal game. This is the Odd Jobbers versus the Marquez Sweaties. Dom projected to win by about 65% last I checked.
I think he's doing better now.
I think Higbee, he was starting Higbee. He's going to get pushed out, I think, by the other fella there. And we'll see if Mark updates his lineup. When I looked, he was starting Dalvin Cook, so I don't think he cares anymore.
Your internet sucks.
All right, real quick to the championship, which you have named the Twat, I guess.
Team won a trophy.
The Twat. So this is a nuclear hurricane versus C-Mac and me.
Oh, shit.
Go figure.
Finally.
It's the showdown. It's the championship. It's the Sheffer Bowl. Yeah. You're projected to win at 70% or 86 or whatever, which I agree with, but whatever. It's kind of like running backs versus wide receivers is what I decided.
Yeah.
Like my team has good wide receivers. You know, good
running back, you know, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm starting two wide receivers and one of them's Breshad Perriman. So I don't exactly have strong wide receivers.
Yeah. I don't think anybody cares about the actual football stuff anymore. So
I know. Well, I felt, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like me being so dominant this year has made everyone not care as much.
Probably. Like, I mean, I'm sure that's partially true.
Well, no one wants to see me succeed. Yeah. Do we agree? Hey,
I certainly don't.
If you were to rank like most popular to least popular manager in this league,
mm-hmm.
what do you think that list looks like?
No idea.
No idea.
That, save that for another episode.
Okay. Are we doing one more podcast?
I think we should. We should do a wrap up.
A wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about.
Are we
going to
do anything
season
fun in that wrap up? And are we going to do it next week?
Should I give you my availability?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. Can you just write that down for us?
Okay.
Aaron, you're on every pod now.
Yeah, I'll call in from work.
Okay. No, you're coming to Milford every week.
Yeah, you need to drive to Milford every week. Or we could just do it at your work.
Yo, I don't know what Greg just did in the
set this up on the counter.
That's in Rhode Island.
I don't know what.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'll be right with you.
Hey.
HIPAA.
Hey. I don't know what Greg just did in the bathroom, but he came out of there with a dog. So I don't
what the fuck, dude?
Riggins will follow you everywhere. It's very normal, actually.
Riggins does look like Tim Riggins. Like the hair, like it's poofed out a little bit. Like the ears, definitely.
He looks like an alcoholic high schooler.
You're the one that named him that. Now you're offended that I say your dog looks like him?
I mean, I wish he looked like him.
That is weird. That's fucking weird. This is getting weird, Andrew. Are you going to hit like a button?
Hang on,
or
just
something?
Keep vamping.
Are you going to hit a button? Because no one wants to listen to this. I really thought
I'm trying to cue something up for the end.
I really thought this was
going
to be like a triumphant episode where Andrew and I celebrated that we were both in the championship, but instead we talked about
it. But I feel like he's just written it off.
Yeah.
He beat Mark, and now this is.
Well, he's
he doesn't
trying to
care.
Save his.
Has he even looked at his lineup? Is
he's
he mentally
to save
ready?
Face here.
All right, listen. I'm back.
Okay.
I'd like to move on to parting thoughts. Do you have any? Anybody?
I pick me in the championship.
I think you need this. You need a win.
I also pick you in the championship.
Nice. I do need this.
Yeah.
I've been going.
You deserve this.
I do deserve it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You've seen a lot of turkey fights.
I know.
You've had a lot of ups and downs this year.
You're so right. This is trauma.
You finally, it's come full circle.
Yeah.
You got CMC.
I did.
You won with CMC.
I did. C-Mac and me. Well, I didn't win. I could win.
Well.
I could.
Okay. You will. I would like to leave everyone with the following words.
Is it that quote by Gandhi?
No. It is this. Himothy Timothy. Oh my God. They call me him.
Oh,
Timothy. Yeah. Hat dat ah. Imimi. Oh. Yeah. They call me Himothy. So close to Timothy. Yeah, they mimi me. Young boy, yeah, the killabees. That's a beginner's key. Hey, let me stop doing that. A. And that's it.
For context, could we hear the real one?
Yeah, I'm going to cue that up right now. Here we go.
On WEEI.
Timothy, Timothy. They call me him, Timothy. Yeah, that, me. Oh. They call me Timothy.
Is he running?
Somewhere, some close to Timothy. Yeah, they mimic me. Young boy. Yeah, the guinea bees. That's a beginner's key. Hey, let me stop doing that. Hey.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I guess he was on like a Stairmaster or something while
yeah,
he was doing that.
Yeah, he was pretty out of breath.
That's my new favorite song. I play it probably 65 times a day. Katie cannot stand it. I mean, they call me Timothy.
Please don't show Greg.
So
never gonna have to stop
so
listening.
Close to Timothy.
He listens to
his so my whole thing is like he's not wrong. Like Timothy is very close to Timothy.
Was that freestyle or is that like written down?
That's a good question. Whenever I listen to it, I picture Beaker from the Muppets like rapping. So, especially the parts where he goes like, yeah, the mimi. Yeah, they mimi.
What is another name you could do that to?
This is Greg's favorite.
What do you got?
Similar type video that he just plays all the time.
Ooh, I'd love to know.
All the time. For
not to sound ever. Terrible. That was that a black guy? Timothy?
Yeah.
Timothy? Yeah.
That's Antonio Brown.
Oh.
And that's Antonio Brown's rap.
Oh.
That's what he's doing now.
Oh, man.
They
okay.
call me Timothy.
Wow. Well, so this is Greg's favorite.
Excuse me, my name is Marvelous. She should be carving us and drinking. I'm running all of your hoes out the park with us. Excuse me, my name is Dylan. I mean, I'm Dylan. I sent you a real text. Now she all up. Excuse me, my name's Primo, and yes, I'm single, but if you got a man, we can keep it on the D-Lo.
Excuse me, my name is Ryan, they call me Kanye. I drive a Honda.
Get it?
So he walks around the house, you're like, ha, I drive a Hyundai.
He's like, excuse me, my name is Greg, and I'm a Greg.
Here's my leg.
Yeah, it may be Peg.
I wear it.
Keith,
sneakers.
Do you have one you want to share with us?
I do, but I want to make sure I find it before I play it.
Yeah.
We'll vamp. We'll vamp.
Oh, yeah.
Vamp. I got to
spell I am,
this.
Dude, way. I'm singing Timothy. Timothy, shut up. They call me Timothy. So close to Timothy.
But so like he's on the Stairmaster,
yeah,
so that's good.
They me.
Staying in shape.
Young
maybe
boy.
Coming back.
Yep. The killer bee. That's a beginner key. You got one?
Every time you do that, this you do this.
How else can you do it?
Tourette's face.
How else can you do it? I will play it again. What do you got? I don't know what this is.
Chris
Webber.
Chris
Webber. See what I have, dude? Oh, gangsta, dude. Like there was nothing to it. Gee, you know it's hard being me. Being an
executive is still DP. Still keep it burning. All right, can we end this podcast or what?
Yeah.